Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're joined now by Scott Meyer. He's a Bro founder and head of business development at Nine Clouds Digital Marketing, and he's here to talk about Creativity Week 2015. It begins Friday in Brookings. Creativity Week is a week-long festival celebrating the creatives in the Brookings community. And Scott, thanks so much for taking time and coming on Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit. Give me a quick synopsis of what Creativity Week is.
Yeah, Creativity Week is a celebration of the ideas and the people behind them in the Brookings area. And the unique thing about it is it's the largest crowdsourced creativity festival in the country, which basically means most of the events during the festival are just put on by the hosts themselves. So anyone can go online and register an event. We can help them find a venue, or if they have their own venue, we just help promote it, and we put it all together under one umbrella known as Creativity Week. So we have over just about 50 events this year. I'm hosting three of them, and the other 47-ish are all from people in town. And one thing that we're really proud of is that a lot of these events happen all the time. You know, it's the South Dakota Art Museum, it's jazz at the Pheasant Restaurant, it's local businesses, and so this festival really elevates and highlights what's happening all the time and helps people recognize the creativity in our own community.
And who is it designed for to come and participate?
Yeah, the week is really designed for anyone who wants to tap into their creative mind and be inspired. So this doesn't mean that you have to be an artist or a writer to come. This is really for the community to enjoy. It's everything from doing chalk art on Main Avenue for children, all the way up to TEDx Brookings, which is going to be a spa for the mind, bringing big ideas in science, social science, community activism to the stage. So it's really for all ages, all different interest levels, and there's an entire list of events, so you can find the one that best fits what you're interested in.
So let's break it down just a little bit and get a little more specific. Let's start with the arts. You have visual arts, you have concerts, those kinds of things.
Yeah, we kind of break it down into a few key areas. So we have visual arts, we have kind of lectures and speaking events, we have music, we have poetry and writing, book readings, those types of things. So those are some of the larger categories, and also local business and industry. So we think about creativity not just from an artistic perspective, but also a business perspective. So there's lots of opportunities across all of those areas.
What does that mean, the local businesses and being part of Creativity Week?
Yeah, so we want to highlight local businesses that are creating products that are artisan. So whether it's, artisan pies that a local business is doing, all the way up to Dectronics and Falcon Plastics that are doing factory tours. You know, they're doing creativity on an industrial scale. And that's also a part of the Manufacturers Week, which coincides here. So you can kind of see a lot of synergies between these events. And so we want to include people who are using creativity in their own field.
Did you say there's pie?
There is pie. There's a pie bake-off at the Carrot Seed, which is a new business thinking about creativity and entrepreneurs downtown. So you can go try that out. There's also a Brazilian night cook-off, so you can go have some Brazilian food. So it's not just creativity of the mind, also of the stomach, maybe.
So is this for residents of Brookings, or are you trying to attract people to come up and experience all that Brookings has to offer?
Yeah, we welcome everyone to come join us. We have people coming in from all over the world to present and speak. We have a conference called Social Tilt, which is all about community development. And we have people coming in from Austin and Boulder and Kansas City and Chattanooga. And then, for the local events, it might be more people in the community. But as we know, SDSU draws a lot of people for their big events. They have an event called Guitars on Fire that's bringing Spanish guitars in. So there's it's really for anyone, and we also welcome anyone to put on an event. So there's still time. If you live somewhere in the greater South Dakota area and you have something you want to share, you can go to thecreativecapital.org and register your event, and we'll help get an audience for you.
There's still time. It starts Friday. What do you mean?
The great thing about a crowdsourced festival is it's never done. We have 7 whole days starting Friday, so anyone can come join. So it's not limited. We did print the schedule, so you won't be in the printed version. But the great thing about digital technology is we can keep adding to it. So we'd love to have people come join.
Talk a little bit about the TED Talks. Describe what they are and what kinds of things people can learn.
Yeah, TEDx Brookings is really the impetus for Creativity Week. This is our third TEDx Brookings event, and it's been continuing to grow. TED Talks are famous, well-known talks online that are short lectures about a big idea. Their theme is ideas worth spreading. So what we do is we take that to a more regional, local level, and we highlight people within the region with big ideas worth spreading. And this year our theme is origins. So we're focusing on origins of discovery, which includes scientific discovery, origins of community, which covers both professional and communal kind of ideas, and then origins of change, which kind of digs into social activism. So you can hear talks on everything from saving the Lakota language to someone who's using DNA cloning in plant sciences, to someone who has gotten thousands of people to lay in a hammock at the same time. And so we're really representing those unique ideas, and the goal here is to showcase what's possible. And those people in our community, everyone from Ted Heron, who's doing the Rock Garden Tour, to Lawrence Biggs, who has the Vinegar Museum in Northeast South Dakota, and everyone in between. So there's going to be a lot of big ideas, and those that is a ticketed event. It's TEDxBrookings.com, where you can learn more. And that's going to be probably the best event for most people to get a taste of Creativity Week, because it's really all-encompassed in one afternoon on October 1st, which is next Thursday.
Next Thursday. And it's $30 general admission and $20 for students. And can you pay at the door, or do you have to have tickets in advance?
Yeah, you can pay at the door or register online at TEDxBrookings.com. And it'll be a well-attended event. We expect 300 to 400 people. And one thing we're really excited about is that intersection of arts and learning. And so it's not just lectures, but also musicians, activities around the community. There's yoga beforehand. There's lots of things you can do with whatever way you want to participate with TEDx Brookings.
And will these TEDx talks live online?
Yes, they will. You can actually search YouTube for TEDx Brookings and see speakers from past years. We've had about 25 speakers that have done TEDx in the past 2 years, and this year we have 20 speakers at this event alone. And we've had about 50,000 people actually see those talks, and so that's one of the other nice byproducts of this event, is not only does the audience get to experience this, but we get to share the creativity and big ideas of South Dakota with the world. One of our speakers from last October, Jen Anderson, gave a talk about creating a breastfeeding-friendly community that really went viral. It had over 20,000 views last month already. So a lot of big ideas are going to be shared. And we do have a really fun event. If people want to be a speaker at TEDx, we save one spot for an open mic contestant. And so tomorrow night at Wooden Lake Brewery, anyone can get on stage and give us a two-minute talk, and the audience picks their favorite one, and that person is a speaker at TEDx Brookings. So if that is interesting for someone who wants to speak at TEDx Brookings, just head over to thecreativecapital.org and you can get the details, but it's tomorrow night at Wooden Legs at 7:30.
And other than TEDx, are there other ticketed events, or is everything else free and open?
Almost all of the events are free and open. I'd say about 90%. The other ticketed events are what I would call our marquee events, the ones that are really kind of generating the biggest audience and has some cost to it. We have Startup Week in Brookings, which is a 54-hour period to start a business. That's a $30 event. There's also Social Tilt Conference, which is a ticketed event, and the SDSU Guitars on Fire is also a ticketed event. But the vast majority are free. Probably our biggest free event is this Saturday, which is the Creativity Crawl. So this is a play on pub crawl. So instead of walking from pub to pub, you actually walk from artist to artist. We fill Main Avenue with musicians, painters, writers, poets, and local businesses. So you can walk around and meet these people, see their art in action, and enjoy a day in the community.
Why Brookings?
It's the creative capital of the North. You know, I think Brookings is at a unique position as not the largest city, but near the largest city with a university. So you have lots of creative people here, a history of innovative industry. And it's small enough that it still has a small community feel. And so really my vision for Brookings is to see it become what we call the creative capital of the North, kind of a Boulder to Denver, an hour away, a university town that's really on the cutting edge. but still is a very livable and great community. So what we want to do is give people in Brookings a sense of what's possible, that they can kind of fulfill that dream of becoming the creative capital of the North.
What do you anticipate? What do you expect? What are your hopes and dreams as this continues and grows?
Yeah, I would really love to see Creativity Week become an annual event that is well known across the nation. And the way to get there is to continue to welcome people to come host events. And so it becomes similar to the Art Prize in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado, kind of a destination for thinking. And there's no reason that we can't have that in Brookings. One downside of being a small town is you're not always going to have the density or the number of things going on, but if we can put it into 1 week, 50 events in 7 days, that makes Brookings feel like a metropolitan area for at least a week. And so we want to keep doing that, keep getting attention, and keep welcoming people to bring their creativity to our community.
And again, the website for people to get more information?
Sure. Head over to thecreativecapital.org. If you're interested in TEDx specifically, you can go to tedxbrookings.com. And we'd love to have anyone attend, participate, get involved, and share that information with anyone that might be interested.
All right. Scott Meyer, thank you so much for taking time and coming on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. And thank you, everyone, for listening and making South Dakota great.
Okay. Scott Meyer, bro-founder and head of business development at Nine Clouds Digital Marketing and organizer of Creativity Week 2015. Again, that starts Friday in Brookings.